Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. I'm Shea Bowes, joined of course by Augie, the man with the plan, the man pulling the levers, doing the numbers, making sure I don't make too big an idiot out of myself. He doesn't always succeed. And this week we're going to start yet again in the old US of A, because Augie spotted something particularly aggrieving, something that really put the blood pressure up. And Augie was warned by his doctor and his psychiatrist, don't let the blood pressure go up. But what does he do? He went onto my Telegram channel and saw a video of good old Nosferatu Linda Lindsey Graham getting re-elected. Yeah, this dude has been in power, if you like, down south, brother, for over three decades. Now you got to ask yourself, you know, is there a deficit in some sort of comprehension among the voters in Carolina? You got to ask yourself that, right? Or maybe it could be something to do with the tons and buckets of money that's getting poured in by AIPAC. It just might be something to do with that, right, Augie? Could be possible, seeing as they've basically got, over three quarters of the people who are in power in America elected. And that ain't the Moscow Mules investigative service telling you that. They tell you that themselves. Check it out. Yeah. Anyway, look, I suppose we got to do it. Some of you probably voted for this guy. Yeah. Anyway, some of you probably dress up as women too in your spare time, but you know, who are we to judge? Run the video, Augie.
Thank y'all, we won. So, I want to start with a bunch of thank yous. I want to thank the big guy, God. Trump comes later. Mr. President, you're not far behind God, but we're going to start with him.
Arrogance, she.
Yeah. So you've got a guy who, you know, is completely brazen in supporting what is essentially, you know, the mass killing of women and kids. But of course, God didn't create them, right, Augie? This was someone else's God, you know. So you can bomb the crap out of the people in Gaza. You can kill kids in school dormitories in Starobinsk in Russia. You know, you can do whatever you want once the wrong people are killed. Because God, after all, Augie, only makes certain people, you know. He doesn't really make too many brown people or Muslims. He doesn't, you know, they're just the kind of, you know, brush them under the carpet. But when it comes to Americans, you know, no one can touch them. Nobody can touch the Europeans. And certainly no one can touch the country that begins with I and ends in L. Let's have a look at who actually is being supported by Linda Graham, right? Linda loves one country a little bit more than he loves his own one. It's kind of like the Europeans right now. They hate Russia more than they love Europe. So they, all they care about is making sure that the Yukies have enough to do as much damage as they can before they're, you know, of course, wiped out. That's what's going to happen. Everybody knows how this story ends. But Linda Graham is very interesting in that what he's actually supporting, right, Augie, is a country that doesn't really have any loyalty to the United States of America either. Don't forget, the Israelis have been responsible for some really, really nasty things that have happened to, you know, U.S. Military people. They're behind a huge espionage scandal in the U.S. Of course, we know that they're spying on the White House. We know they're planting bugs all over the place. And Benjamin Netanyahu, right? You know, the man who just doesn't seem to want to go away, okay? Investigated for corruption, always seems to dodge the bullet. He kind of sent a little message, I'd say, Augie. Is that what you call it?
I'd say it's more like a one-sided love.
One's unrequited love, as we say in the beautiful English language. Run the video, Augie.
For the Jews against Rome. Well, we lost that. That's right. We have to win the next one.
But the new Rome, the United States,
Jews against Rome.
Oh, and this all comes, right, Augie, as, you know, the reality of how Trump and Netanyahu are getting on. President Trump, check it out. You can see widely reported in the U.S. media laying into Netanyahu over the attacks on Lebanon, saying that this is going to stop any kind of peace deal with Iran, but you just keep bombing the crap out of the Lebanese. Why? Trump doesn't seem to get it. But Netanyahu doesn't care. He doesn't handle well on a leash. Now, talking about Linda Graham, you've got to talk about the elites, this massive, massive machine of lobbying that goes on in the US. But now there's also the oligarchy, the tech oligarchy. And one of the most controversial tech oligarchs in the United States at the moment is a man called Bill Gates. Yeah, just ask Belinda or Melinda. What's her name? Queen Belinda? Melinda? You know, Bill may have brought something home that he shouldn't have. That Melinda needed some antibiotics for. And she revealed some of the sort of backroom dealings of Bill, who's been involved in vaccines, in AI, in lots of sort of dark and nefarious kind of wanglings and workings. And one of the most sort of controversial ones, right, Augie, was, of course, Epstein Island. Did Bill insert his floppy disk into the hard drive of anybody he shouldn't have done? You know, sorry. But most probably he did. But it's strange. In the US, no serious reporters will approach these guys as they get a chance to talk to them. Nobody seems to want to ask Bill the serious questions, except some dude in a tinfoil hat. Nonetheless, it tells you two things. It tells you that the establishment media in the US has probably been given their marching orders, right, Augie, about who and what they can ask when it comes to the Epstein case. And it also shows you that in America, you still get to ask anybody what you want. It is kind of refreshing to see that anyone can basically approach a billionaire and make him feel just a little bit uncomfortable, like he made Melinda feel when she caught the... Yeah, run the video, Augie.
Oh, Jesus, Bill, stop being a baby flesh eater.
I mean, that's a good advice, isn't it?
Stop consuming adrenal chrome. Follow King Jesus. You can't escape his gaze, Bill Gates. God sees all your evil, Bill Gates. Every day he sees it. You reap what you sow, Bill. You can't escape the eyes of King Jesus. He's watching you. You say
King Jesus.
Transgender, Bill Gates. God knows you're a woman, Bill. There's nowhere to hide, Bill. Jesus is
God knows. Wait. He's a woman.
Two things for that. King Jesus. I kind of like the sound of it. King Jesus, you know? And God knows you're a woman, Bill. Are you sure he's not talking to Bill Clinton? Yeah, funny.
Well, Chick, I don't really blame Americans for the fact that the only ones willing to stand up to the elites are some wackos.
Yeah, but rewind 20 years. And what the conspiracy theorists were saying back then doesn't look like conspiracy theory today. Well, look, enough of big world geostrategy and politics. You know, let's give it a rest. Let's do something more relaxing, something that's going to bring the world together. Everybody gets brought together. Everybody is equal on the pitch. Right, Augie? Unless you're black. Or Iranian, you know, or Chris Halali, our friend, who isn't allowed to go and watch the games in Mexico. Poor old Chris, he was in China waiting to get on a plane to go and see the Mexicans. Everybody this way for the football, everybody, yeah. Oh, you're Chris Halali? No, you're not wanted. Chris wasn't allowed to get on the plane. But, you know, Chris's refusal is small cheese when it comes to what happened to the poor old Senegalese team, right? Talk about being humiliated, right, Augie? This is about as bad as it gets. I mean, it's meant to be the game for all, right, Augie? I don't know. This just doesn't look right. Run the video, Augie.
I mean, they're being checked as if it's a terrorist team visiting the United States.
I mean, doesn't look good, Augie. Doesn't look good. Now, of course, the World Cup can be done well, despite the fact that, you know, great powers, you know, they try to massage the event into their own sort of narrative, let's say. And Mr. Trump is definitely doing that when it comes to people who are the wrong color, wrong religion, come from the wrong countries. Very surprising that he actually let the Iranians go to the World Cup at all. Back not so long ago, in the great city of Moscow, the great city of St. Petersburg, and all around, you know, Russia, there was a magnificent celebration of football. And despite everything that the British, the French, the Germans warned people, you're going to get raped, you're going to get robbed, it turned out to be the most successful World Cup in decades. And that was when football came to Russia. What great times we had. Compare that to what's happening right now. Compare it to, you know, the narrative spinning that you've been told about Russia. It really, really, really was a massive, massive success. You know, great times. Run it, Augie.
8 years after Russia was awarded this event, the dream finally becomes a reality.
Oh. 21st Football World Cup. France are the champions of the world.
Now, of course, all the controversy with the World Cup, you know, we've hardly got a ball kicked. And people are sort of complaining about what's happening, most included in some respects. Let's have a look at the man, Gianni Infantino. He's the FIFA boss. Now, Infantino, I kind of like him in some ways. He's a very pragmatic guy. He wants the football to do the talk. He's very, very well sort of connected in many, many places. Of course, don't forget his old pal, you know, that he took over from. You know, he wrote the book on being crooked as a $6 note, okay? But, you know, Infantino is doing his thing. He's pushing for the game. But you better not criticize him, right, Augie? You better not criticize anything to do with how he's running world football, because Gianni may get a bit Italian, you know. I'll show you what I mean. Run the video, Augie.
Mr. President, you say people should chill and relax about these situations, but you've got one of the world's top referees.
Pay attention to his facial expressions, dear viewers.
Sent back home, accused of having links with suspected terror organizations.
Oh, of course, it has to be the British, right?
Here to Mexico, we have fans and journalists from a number of countries who aren't able to attend this World Cup because of travel bans or visa restrictions.
Look, he's getting back. He's getting more and more mad.
Of your own tournament here.
When I say to chill, I don't mean to chill and do nothing. I mean to trust us that we are working behind the scenes. We are trying to understand. And there are things we can know, things we cannot know, things we are told, things we are not told. And we always try to make the situation as positive as possible and to find solutions. Sometimes we manage, other times not.
Imagine paying $500 for the cheapest ticket on a football game in USA, and this is your response.
Yeah, and like a lot of the games are going to be paid in 34 or 35 degree heat. It's going to be nice. Now look, as we sort of commiserate with the people who can't get in, won't get in, don't want to get in to watch the World Cup in the USA, you know, there's always somewhere else you could go, you know, not such long flights, very cheap relative to the West, very safe, very clean, very nice. Why don't you come to Russia? Yeah, why don't you, you know, jump on the plane, get over here and, you know, make your own minds up. Check it out yourselves. You know, no one's going to tell you what to think, what to do, what to say. That's for sure. And don't take it from me, take it from a certain Candace Owens, who just spent some time in Russia to great scrutiny in the West, you know, that she's been paid by Satan. She is the spawn of Satan now because she came to Russia. Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. Let's have a listen to Candace. Maybe. I'm just suggesting if you have a bit of time in your hands, you know, you'd like to see the biggest country on earth, you know, maybe. Run it, Augie.
And it's a good time of the year, too.
Literally every person in the world to visit Russia, apply for a visa. You actually are allowed to do that, Dana.
Uh-huh.
Go see the Kremlin Museum. You will be spiritually moved by Russia. Everything, and I mean everything, that we have been told about Russia is a lie. Okay? So when Tucker Carlson was going around looking at the grocery stores, that was not propaganda. That is real. My takeaway from visiting Russia is that it is our society that is on the decline, not theirs.
Ooh, that hurt. That hurt, Lindsay. Now, of course, certain people wouldn't be that welcome in Russia at the moment. Just a little bit. I'm actually sure that the Russians eventually will say, you know, come on, don't worry about it, forget about it. But it'll take some time. And of course, one of them would be the current narco-Führer. The Uber clown, the narco Führer, the Green Goblin, the man that is just becoming more and more repellent and senseless as time goes on. You got to ask yourself, how is he allowed to stay in charge? Well, people often ask me that. Why is Zelensky in charge? Why don't the Russians kind of, you know, do the job? I said, what would happen if somebody half intelligent was in charge of the Ukro-Reich? Wouldn't be a good thing either. So, you know, as Napoleon said, when your enemy is making a mistake, never interrupt them. Okay? Let's have a look at some of the people who may not be too welcome in the beautiful country of Russia. The narco-fuhrer who scuttles off regularly to see his back-patting friends, you know, the backslapper brigade. And Ilya, our editor, is going to add a little bit of a backslappery counter to count just how much these people love each other. I mean, imagine the putrid, saccharine nature of this propaganda. Whatever's going wrong, someone's getting their head caved in by an immigrant in your country. You know, they're invading your country with boats. You know, your economy's gone to shit. What do? Let's all stand together in front of the cameras and slap each other on the back. Zelensky, Macron, Merz, who all, by the way, and Starmer, happen to be the most unpopular leaders in history in Europe, basically, right now. Something of a correlation with the Ukraine scam? You better believe it. Run the video, Augie.
Guys are really enjoying themselves, aren't they, Che?
What the f?
So it's 13 or 12 pets in a matter of 40 seconds.
Patsies. That's the term, patsies. Now, of course, when you join the dots with these grossly unpopular, inept, stupid people, okay? You realize very quickly that the only place these boys are getting patted on the back, maybe they're getting something else. Maybe there's something else going on here. You just don't know, right? You just don't know in Europe. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with it, of course.
Of course.
But they're not getting slapped on the back anywhere else. No one else is engaging with them in a positive way. These guys can't go out in their own countries, walk the streets. They would be completely mauled if they did. They're so unpopular. Proof being, check out this video of Macron turning up at a medical facility, okay, basically. And he gets completely eviscerated by the crowd. The man is grossly unpopular, grossly unpopular. No backslapping here. He nearly got another, he's used to getting smacked in the face in public by his wife, by the public. No slaps on the back here. Again, protected, kept away from the crowd. But listen to the anger of the French people when they look at this little man. Oh, really, really interesting. Run the video, Augie.
Is this Marseillaise?
Now, you might think watching France deteriorate, you know, a slow death of a thousand cuts, industry, social, cohesion being torn apart, the city being burnt because they win a football game. Imagine what they would have done if they had a lost, right, Augie? You would imagine that you're living in some kind of virtual reality, right? And somebody has done just that. Imagined what it's like to live in France, right, in Paris particularly, the rotten apple, It's actually incredibly accurate, right? Most AI is like you're generating sort of fantasy scenes. This is exceptionally accurate of what it's actually like moving around Paris after dark. Do not dare go outside of the wealthy central areas of Paris into the sort of hinterland. It's pretty, pretty scary stuff. Believe me, Augie and I have been there. Now, let's have a look. This is like simulator Paris, end of times. You know, it's like apocalypse now. But unfortunately for Paris, this is really what it's like. You know, AI slop, yes. But, you know, a lot of reality. Many a true word is spoken in jest. Run it, Augie. Wow, the trains are pretty grim.
Oh.
Yeah, he stood in human.
I like how accurate this is.
Wow. Gare du Nord.
Ooh. Game over.
Will never happen, Huggy. Complete fantasy. Well, let's take our weekly detour into the center of European freedom, liberty, justice, well-being, happiness, and joy, Ukraine. Yeah, yeah. Let's visit an old video that Augie actually spotted of our friend, the Narco Fuhrer. This week, the Ukrainian currency, the hryvnia, yeah, check it out, reached an all-time low against the dollar. Now, the dollar isn't doing too well against the ruble at the moment either, okay? But the hryvnia, the Ukrainian currency, which at the time of the Maidan coup, when the legitimate government of Russia...
Russia. Freudian slip.
Now, at the time of the Maidan coup, the Ukrainian hryvnia was 3 to the dollar, okay? Now, bear that in mind, 3 to the dollar, it's just become 45 to the dollar. Now, why is that an interesting number? Why does that matter? Because Augie has dug up an old piece of video of the Narco Fuhrer just after he got elected saying, they told us that hryvnia would go to 45 against the dollar. They told us that there'd be chaos and war. It hasn't happened. What? It hasn't happened? Oh, I'm afraid it has, Vova. It has. Run the video, Augie.
They told us the dollar would be 45 under Zelensky. There would be chaos in the country. There would be war. But somehow, look, none of that happened.
Such a great prophet, isn't he?
Well, let's stay in Ukraine, and let's actually finish in Ukraine. Because Ukraine and finished, they kind of have a ring about them, don't they, Augie? Let's have a look at a group of Zelensky's kidnappers, the little grubby, chubby ghouls that patrol the streets looking for the pre-deceased to send to die in cities like Konstantinovka, which are now surrounded by the Russians, but you wouldn't know that watching the BBC or CNN, and all is well. Ukraine is actually winning. These boys go around the streets looking for people to drag off to die for Ruta and von der Leyen and Boris Johnson and all the rest of the ghouls in the freak show. They ran into somebody that they now regret running into. The son of one of the men that they had abducted caught up with them outside of the detention center. And this kid, obviously, was pretty good with his hands, let's say. Not a carpenter, not a plumber. Yeah, I think you'll work it out for yourself. She gave these boys, as we say in Dublin, you know, a five-knuckle sandwich. Yeah, something to keep them well-fed over lunchtime. Run the video, Augie.
Look at these fat pigs unable to defeat one teenager. And note that the people watching this, Maladiets. You can hear them saying, good job, guy.
Yeah, Maladiets, good job. You can hear them, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah, and why not? Why not? But then again, this will be on the front pages of the BBC website, CNN, you know, Deutsche Welle, France 24. You're gonna be told exactly what's going on in Ukraine. Yeah, don't think so. You will be here. Well, that brings us to the end of yet another episode. We love making it. We love you joining us. And remarkably, more and more of you are joining us in bigger, bigger numbers. I've been approached by so many people, so many messages saying that they watch the show, they appreciate the work we're doing. We always do it with a little sprinkle of salt and pepper, of humor. But beneath that, we believe we're doing a very important job of telling you the things and showing you the things, which we've just shown you, that you're never going to be told in the Western media. Because remember, the people who control the Western media are the same people who control the governments, the arms manufacturers, and the people who want this forever war to continue. Be the war anywhere you want to suggest it is. They're all on the same team. We're not on the team. So we're going to keep whispering little nothings in your ear. Just might be the truth. So don't forget it. So until same time, same place next week. Augie and I are going to be burrowing away to the dustbins of the Bold Boys to try and find little nuggets to liven up your week and maybe, you know, enlighten you as to the giant scam that you're paying for. So until then, same time, same place next week. Look after each other, look after yourselves, and we'll see you then.